ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור יהיה לאלון נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי, דשיא לוי, רוח השם תנחינו בגן עדן, אמן. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, we're starting a new ספר, ספר דברים, and we are in, a day before תשעה באב, שבת חזון. We start בעזר השם from the parasha, then we see where we're gonna go to. We see right at the beginning of the parasha, here the pasuk saying אלה הדברים אשר דבר משה אל כל ישראל בעבר הירדן במדבר בערבה מול צוף בין פרן ובין תופל ולבן וחסרות ודי זהב. רשי tells us here, said אלה הדברים, דברים, it's tough words. משה רבנו was talking to בני ישראל, was talking to them tough. What does it mean? רשי says לפי שהן דברי תוכחות. He was rebuking בני ישראל. When was this? והיא ב-40 שנה, ב-12 חודש, ב-1 לחודש, דבר משה לבני ישראל, ככל אשר צפה השם אותו עליהם. When was this? It was ראש חודש שבט. משה רבנו passed away in זין באדר. It was approximately 5 weeks. 5 weeks before he passed away. And בעבר הירדן, בארץ מואב, הועיל משה בארץ התורה הזאת למור. He was rebuking בני ישראל. אלה הדברים, דבר האיש אדוני הארץ, תנו קשות, like the Midrash Rabbah says. דבור זה דבור קשה. משה בן was rebuking בני ישראל. And Rashi tells us here that he was rebuking בני ישראל before he passed away, 6 weeks, 5 weeks before he passed away. Why he learned this from Yaakov Abinu? Also Yaakov Abinu, he did not rebuke his sons only until the time that he felt that he's going to die, then he rebuked them. Like what Rashi also tells us here. But you see also, as I said in the beginning, Rashi told us, the fish in the bread took out, was rebuking Bnei Israel, and was mentioning for them all the sins that Am Israel did throughout the 40 years in the Midbar. He was counting them one after the other. However, here at the beginning of the parasha, he listed the places that they did Abirot, Beremez. Rashi says, Pnei Kibudan Shel Israel. He hinted for them, said, Bamidbar, what happened Bamidbar? מי יתן מותנו במדבר, like what they complain עם ישראל, בערבה, what they did בשביל החטוב, בבעל פעור בשטים, בערבות מואב. Said every word, Rashi tells us here, every word, he was rebuking them about something that they did. That means he was rebuking them. Also clearly says also יונתן עוזיאל, said אלה הדברים, אלן פתגמי וכחותה. He was מוכיח. He was rebuking Bnei Israel. Dimalil Moshe im Kol Israel. Ken finun levate. He gathered all of them, all of Am Israel. El Kol Israel was talking, like also Rashi says. Kadavun be'abrad yardina. Anava amar lehun. Hala b'medbera b'tavrad Sinai tihibat lichun ureita. What's b'medbar? He was telling them, do you remember in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. ומשריה דמואב את פרשת לחון כמה נסין ופרישן עבד לחון קודשה ברכו. מזמן דעברתון על גיף ימה דסוף דעבר דחון אסתירס דחול שבתה ושבתה ואתון צטטון בתר ממרה. משה רבינו, in the beginning, he was telling בני ישראל, do you remember in the Midbar, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he gave you the Torah in the Midbar. Do you remember when he crossed קריעת ים סוף, Hashem did a lot of miracles for you. And then after that, he told them, by the way, now, even with all the miracles that Hashem did with you, now you're not listening to him, and he did so and so and so, he was rebuking them. But Chaurat, from the Yonatan Uziel, I saw them Farshim, they point out, they said, how come Yonatan Uziel, he was, Kibyachol, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was praising Bnei Israel in the beginning? Do you remember what the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for you in the Midbar? Rashi said, by Midbar, that they complained in the Midbar. Yonatan Uziel said, no, he gave you the Torah in the Midbar. Ba'araba mul suf, what Rashi tells us בערבה מול סוף על מה שאמרו על ים סוף בבואם לים סוף שאמרו הם בלי אין קברים ממצרים לקחתן למות מדבר. They were complaining, he was rebuking them. Do you remember that you were complaining? Yonatan Uziel said no. Do you remember he did the big miracles for you? He split the ocean for you. It sounds like from Yonatan Uziel he was praising Am Israel a little bit, and then he gave it to them, he was rebuking them, but he didn't want to rebuke them right at the beginning. In the beginning, he was praising them. Why is it like this? Why does Yonatan Uziel has to explain it like this, that in the beginning he was praising them? I saw the explain based on the Midrash Rabbah. We have the Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Vayetchanan, Parashah of next week. It says here in Parashah Bet, in Siman Bet, דבר אחר, בעת חנן אל השם בעת האלימור, זהו שאמר כתוב בתוכחות על עוון יסרת האיש. ותמס כעש חמודו, החבל כל האדם נמצא בסלה. את פסוק תהלים. What's this פסוק referring to? The מדרש says, בתוכחות על עוון, what's בתוכחות על עוון? על ידי עוון אחד שהיה ביד משה שהוכיח את בניך ואמר להם שמעונה המורים, יסרת אותו והוכחת אותו. בתוכחות על עוון, when משה בן was rebuking בני ישראל on their sin, יסרת איש. What's יסרת איש? You, רבונו של העולם, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you punished the person who's called Ish. Who's that Ish? Ve'en Ish ela Moshe. Sh'ne'emar ve'a'ish Moshe anav me'od. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking B'nai Israel, and he told us Shem'onah ha'morim ha'minaseh la'azeh nozeh lachem ma'im, he was rebuking, betuch ha'ot al avon. He was rebuking them for the sins that they're doing. Hashem punished them. Chaura nafer. Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking B'nai Israel. He's right. Ab Israel did ha'berot. מהו בתמס כעש חמודו? כל חמדה שהיה מתווה משה לכנס לארץ, המסת אותו כעש הזה שנכנס בכלין ומרכיבן. ואין חמודו אלא ארץ ישראל, כעניין שנאמר ואתן לך ארץ חמדה. ואם כך הגיע למשה הצדיק, על אחת כמה וכמה שאר כל הבריות שהם מתוקנים להבל ומתוקנים ליום הדין. אך הבל כל האדם נוצא בסלע. So he said, the Midrash here says, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Ben Israel, and he was right that he was rebuking, did the Avonot. And who was rebuking Moshe Rabbeinu? Everyone knows Moshe Rabbeinu, he was 100% tzaddik. Not the people like us, if we're going to come to be Mokhiya Hadar, we're going to rebuke others, other people are going to tell us, look at yourself first, then come to rebuke me. But here Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking. What Am Israel is going to tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Rebuke yourself first. Moshe Rabbeinu was 100%. והאיש משה ענב מאוד, ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים. כביכול, it was almost מלאך. במדרש רבה, he says that, במדרש רבה, he said, משה רבנו, I'm sure there is a deeper meaning to it, but he said, מחציה ולמטה, his bottom half, he was human, his top half, he was like מלאך. And he himself, משה רבנו, he said, when instead messengers said, וישלח מלאך ויוציאם מצרים. והנה אנחנו בקדש, ער כסה גיבוליך. He was sending messengers, so he told them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sent Malach, and he took Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. Who's that Malach? Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Malach. Who's going to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, rebuke yourself first? Nevertheless, the Midrash says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Ben Israel, and he told them, Shem'una ha'morim, that's why he was punished. V'temes ka'ash hamudo. All his desire that Moshe Rabbeinu he had, what desire Moshe Rabbeinu had? He wanted, what he wanted? He wanted to go to Eretz Israel for what? The Gemara said, "Vechi leechol priyahu tzarich, ol sibuah metubahu tzarich." Why he wanted to enter Eretz Israel for what? He wanted to taste the delicious food of Eretz Israel. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's was looking for. He wanted to keep mitzvot that a person could keep only in Eretz Israel. Nevertheless, all the desire that Moshe Rabbeinu had, he had to pray 515 tefillot. Please let me enter Eretz Israel. Hashem told him, "No. You're not going to enter. Why? בתוכחות על עוון, יסרת האיש. Because he was rebuking בני ישראל. So here Moshe Rabbeinu, he rebuked בני ישראל once, על עוון אחד, המדרש says, עוון אחד שהיה ביד משה שהוכיח את בניך, ואמר להם שמעונה המורים, יסרת אותו. והוכחת אותו. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, he came here, and he said, listen, I'm not going to rebuke עם ישראל, right at the beginning. Why? Because here, the Midrash is emphasizing here, והוכיח את בניך ואמר להם שמעונה המורים. He called them, what's מורים? Rebellion people, they rebel. Rashi says over there, סרבנים. They complain, they're complainer, they rebel. That's שוטים also, Rashi says, בלשון יווני, Rashi brings down over there, said שוטים. He called them crazy. What's שוטה? שוטה is crazy. So that's what he told them. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he spoke b'chol such a language, it doesn't fit for Moshe Rabbeinu to speak such a language. That's why Hashem punished him. That's why here before Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, 5 weeks before he passed away, before he came to rebuke Ben Israel, he was telling them, do you remember the miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu did with you? Hashem gave you the Torah. You know the Torah, Hamda Genuza, and before the creation, Tatka'ad Dorot. 974 generations, the Torah was already prepared from before the world was created. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he decided to give you the Torah. Do you remember the miracle Hashem did with you, Al-Kri'at Yamsuf? Take a look how Kadosh you are, how holy you are, how Tzaddikim you are. So if that's the case, it doesn't fit for you to do such a Abirot. if the person was the regular person from the street, that's his nature. But you're such a hashu people, Hashem, you're such a big miracles, and you're doing this avirot. It doesn't fit. So he changed the way Moshe Rabbeinu of rebuking Bnei Israel. That's basically what Al-Sheikh, Rabbi Moshe Al-Sheikh, also he tells us, he explains the Pasuk in Mishle. Pasuk in Mishle says, "Al tochach letz benisna'ika, hochach lechacham ve'ehabika." So don't, when you're coming to rebuke people, don't tell them that you are letz, you are rasha', you are doing avirot. Why? Because if you're going to talk like this, you're going to rebuke them this way, they're not, no one's going to listen to you. They're not going to listen. Why are you calling us Risha'im, calling us this? No one's going to listen. If you're going to call him late, he's going to hate you at the end. Tell him that you are Hacham, you are not such a game from such a good family, you're such a tzaddik, you have such a good midot. It's not proper for a person like you to do so and so. That's the way. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu, he told us over here. He says, he was rebuking them, but Yonatan Uzziel, he said, no. Before he rebuked them, he approached them in a nicer way. He told them, you are good people, you are tzaddikim. Look what the miracle Hashem did with you. Obviously, you are tzaddikim. So it doesn't fit for you to do such avirot. That's why he changed the way of rebuking Ben Israel. Why? Because you see, b'tochachot al avon yisar ta'ish. When he called them by Memi Riba, he told them, Shem'onah ha'morim, he got punished. Because of this, he wanted so badly Moshe Rabbeinu to enter Eretz Israel. Hashem told him, no, you're not going to enter. Why? Al Hashem meritem et pi b'Memi Riba. You opened up your mouth, you rebuked my sons. Not the proper way, you're not going to enter Eretz Israel. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu here, before he passed away, he changed the way. That's why Yonatan Uzziel is explaining to us here. And also, after he rebuked them, also Moshe Rabbeinu, he came back to bless Ben Israel. He told them, Adonai Elohechem erba etchem, ve'enichem heyom kechochebe shamayim larob. And he was blessing them. Hashem Elohe avotechem, Yosef alechem kachem elef pe'amim, v'yibarech etchem kashed ber lachem. So he was blessing them. Hashem should give you berachot. He should multiply thousand folds more. So Rashi says, "Mahu shuv vibarech etchem kasher deber lachem." When he told them Hashem is going to bless you 1,000 times more what you have now. So what does mean kasher vibarech etchem? Hashem is going to bless you like he told you. So Rashi says, "Kesheamar Moshe leIsrael kach amru lo Moshe, ata noten kitzva leberchatenu. You're putting a limit to our beracha." Hashem gives beracha to Bnei Israel, they're going to multiply not 1,000 times. Ad le'en mispar. There's until countless. There's no number. How come you're limiting it only to 1,000? What are you doing here, Moshe Rabbeinu? You're limiting the bracha. You're minimizing the bracha. Hashem told Abraham Abinu, Kvar avtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Abraham, Asher im yuchal ish limnot et afar ha'aretz, gam zar'acha imane. And Targum over there, he said, same way a person is not able to count How many gergirim? How many grains on the ocean? How many grains could you count them? You cannot count them. Same thing, your kids, they're gonna be countless. So now you are putting a limit to our beracha. You Moshe Rabbeinu, only 1,000 times. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, "Amar lahem zoom shelihi. That's my beracha. Abal hu yibarech etchem kasher diber lachem." Whatever Hashem promised you is going to multiply you like Afar Ares, like Kehol Hayam, he should do his beracha. I'm just giving you my own beracha. That's what Rashi tells us over here. That means when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they were attacking Moshe Rabbeinu. You're putting a limit to our beracha. Said, no, that's my beracha. Hashem for sure is going to bless you whatever he promised you to. He promised you he's going to bless you, for sure. I'm not touching that beracha. I'm giving you extra from my own. Comes along the Panim Yafot, and he brings them here, his students, Hatam Sofer. He says here in Torah Moshe, he says, L'chaora, how come Moshe Rabbeinu, he blessed Bnei Israel, Hashem should multiply them 1,000 times. Why he said 1,000 times? Why he picked on that number? 1,000 times, why not 2,000, why not 10,000, a million? Is he losing anything when he's blessing Bnei Israel? You're blessing them. Arhib picha v'amaleo. So bless them a million times, trillion times. I don't know why he picked Dafka 1,000. What happened over here? So he brings down here in Torah Moshe, Daftet Amud Alef. Hashem Elohechem erba etchem, Yosef alechem kechem elef pe'amim. Berashi zehu mishili, ve'Hashem yosif lachem. בספר פנים יפות כאן איתה כי משה היה מתברך בית פעמים, ועסך לגוי גדול, והברכה והגדלה שמך נדס בי אברהם. זאת ועסך לגוי גדול. הרף מני וישמידם, ומחית שמה מתחת שמה, ויעשה אותך לגוי גדול. So Hashem, he told Moshe Rabbeinu two times, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to make you a big nation, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Where? One time he told him by the Meraglim, when he sent the spies, Hashem got angry at Ben Israel, he wanted to, Hashem, he listened to the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu, and because of Moshe, Hashem did not destroy Am Israel. And, but in that time, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'yaseh otecha legoy gadol. And he also, by Avon Aigel, he also told Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'yaseh otecha legoy gadol. Leave me alone, let me destroy them, ve'yaseh otecha legoy gadol. ואמרו חזל, so, חזל, they taught us, מסכת סוטן, תוספתה, מרובה מדה טובה, מדה של פרענות, על אחת 500. שהרבי מדה טובה כתיב ונוסר חסד לאלפים, ופרענות אמור, עד שלישים ועד רביעים, ולא יותר. כי כן הוא חסד עליון יתברך שמו. He said, since that, we have the Gemara tells us, מרובה מדה טובה, עמדת פרענות, על אחת 500. He said, 500 times more, דברכה, more than the klala. If the son is not doing abirot, the father is doing abirot, and the son is not doing abirot, then on him. The pasuk said, lo yumetu abot al banim, ubanim lo yumetu al abot, ish bihato yumato. Each one's going to be punished for his own sins. No one's going to be punished for his father's sins, someone else's sins. It doesn't happen. However, if the father was rasha and the son was also rasha, Hashem would punish the kids, not only the son, the grandson, great-grandson, up to four generations, Hashem would punish him. That's for someone who's Rasha. But for Tzadikim, said Nusar Hesed La Alafim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he will remember Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Hesed that our forefathers did, up to 2,000 generations. So what's the ratio between 2,000 and 4 generations? 1 out of 500. So he says here, וימכן, כיוון שהיה גורם להם החית כליה על 60 רבו בני אדם, אם כן הייתה ברכת משה מדה טובה שהגיע לו מת הקדוש ברוך הוא 500 פעמים על 60 רבו. So since that הקדוש ברוך הוא, he wanted to destroy עם ישראל בעיגל and also by the מרגלים, and how many people they were by the עיגל? 600,000. And Hashem told משה רבנו, let me destroy them, I'm going to make you big nation. So here you have ברכה for משה רבנו. And the ברכה, מרובה מדה טובה, 500 times more than the כללה. That means משה רבנו, here he got 500 times ברכה, that Hashem is going to make him 500 times more than the 60 רבו of עם ישראל. That's by עוון המרגלים. And same story by עוון העגל. That means משה רבנו on his own, he has 1,000 ברכות. He has 1,000 here. ושני פעמים הייתה ברכה זו למשה, אם כן בא לו בחלקו 1,000 פעמים 60 רבו. וזהו ברכתו של משה, יוסף השם עליכם ככם 1,000 פעמים, זהו משלי. כלומר, כך יש לי לתן לכם. So he told them, that's how much I could give you. More than this, I don't have. Hashem told me twice, ויעשה אותך לגוי גדול, and each time 500 times more, so the total of 1,000, that's how much I could bless you. Hashem should multiply you. How many people are you now? 600,000? Hashem should multiply you 1,000 times more. That's I could give you because Hashem promised me. But more than this, it's not up to me. It's not in my hand. That's how he explains here, beautiful pirush from the Panim Yafot. We have here the Siftei Chachamim. He tells us here, he said, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he told Ben Israel, Hashem Elokim, Yosef, Alechem, Kachem, Elef, Pe'amim, he told him, this is my beracha. And Hashem would bless you whatever he promised you to. But this, my share, is 1,000 times. Who explains, like what Hatam Sofer, he quote his Rabbi, Ba'ala Afla'a, Panim Yafot. But here, Siftei Chachamim has different pirush. He says here, ויש לומר לכך אמר משה זו משלי, דהיינו האלף, דהיינו שיחר ברכות. פירוש, לפי שמשה למד לישראל 100 ברכות שחייב כל האדם לומר בכל יום. שנאמר, וזאת הברכה אשר ברך משה איש האלוהים את בני ישראל לפני מותו. It says, משה איש האלוהים, ראשי תיבות, 100. 100. You have 100 ברכות, וסופי תיבות למפרע, משה איש האלוהים, סופי תיבות, the last letter of every word, is the letters of משה. כלומר, משה למד לישראל 100 ברכות. משה רבנו, יתות בן ישראל מהברכות. That's what he said, השם אלוקים יוסף עליכם ככם אלף פעמים, 1,000 times. Why דווקא 1,000? Because he was מתקן 100 ברכות. So what does this have to do with the 1,000? So we told you once that we have a Gemara, מסכת חולין, it's a famous Gemara. It says here, מסכת חולין, דף פזיין עמוד א', here the Mishnah was talking about here that if someone he was shechting chicken or a haya, he has to do מוסבת כיסוי אדם. You have to cover the blood, you know, the earth, you have to cover it. The Gemara tells a story here. מעשה באחד ששחט. There was once a guy, he had the chicken, and he shechted it. However, he did not have earth, afar, to cover the blood. So he left the chicken on the spot. He went to find some earth to come back to do מוסבת כיסוי אדם. In the meanwhile, when this guy, he left to look for afar, someone was passing by, and coincidence, he was carrying afar on his backpack. So he saw chicken on the floor. He could tell that it was just shechted, and no one covered it. And it happened to be that coincidence, whatever, he was carrying afar on his back. So he saw this, he said, Kisui Adam, what kind of people, they do shechita, they didn't do Kisui Adam. So he took some afar. I said, Baruch atah Hashem, Hakim Yecha Olam, Hashem Kedishan, Mustafa Zabana, Mustafa, Kisui Adam be'afar. He said, Bracha, and he covered the blood, and he finished. He did the mitzvah. However, it says here in the Gemara, V'kadam haberu v'kisa. His friend came, and he grabbed the mitzvah. And after that, the owner of the chicken, the guy who did the shechita, he came back with the afar. He saw that his friend came, ba'achicha b'merma v'kach b'rchaticha. Your brother came, and he took your bracha, he took your mitzvah. So he was very upset at him. So he took him to Beit Din. He dragged him to Beit Din. Why he took him to Beit Din? You stole my mitzvah. Take a look how back then, what they used to take each other to Beit Din. Today, whatever. But back then, said they used to take, you stole my mitzvah, it's my mitzvah, why you have to do it? So he took him to Beit Din, took him to Rabban Gamliel. So it says here, V'chiyebo Rabban Gamliel, letten lo asara zehubim. Rabban Gamliel, he told him, you stole his mitzvah, you stole his beracha, you have to pay him 10 golden coins. Why? Because you stole his beracha. So it says here, you see from here, that schar, that's not the reward of the mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is keren kayemet le'olam haba. But you have at least the bracha, that you stole bracha also from him, not only the mitzvah. And the schar of the bracha, perotehin ba'olam hazeh, you have 10 zehubim, 10 golden coins. And since that, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was metaken for Am Yisrael, 100 berachot, וזאת הברכה שברך משה, איש האלוהים, ראשי תיבות, 100, he was metaken, סופי תיבות משה, he was metaken these 100 berachot, and each berachah, worth how much? You see from the story, each beracha worth 10 zehubim, 10 times 100, 1,000. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Hashem Elohei Avotechem Yosef Alechem Kachem Elef Pe'amim. Since that he was metaken 100 berachot, and each beracha costs, the reward of each beracha is 10 zehubim, that's why you have 1,000. That's what he told them. And based on this, we told you once that everyone knows that every day have to say 100 berachot, like we just said. It's also a halakha in the Shulchan Aruch. Every person has to say every day 100 berachot. The problem comes, during the week, you have no problem. Easily, you could make 100 berachot. If you are a man, if you are a lady, that you pray once a day, then you have a problem. But a normal person, a man that goes to pray, he prays 3 times a day, throughout the day, you have at least 100 berachot. You have no problems at all. But when it comes to Shabbat, you have a problem on Shabbat. Why? Because on Shabbat, you have during the week, you have three amidot, 3 times Shachrit Menhan Arbit, and each amidah you have 19 berachot. 19 times 3, how much is it? That's 57. 57 berachot, that's only in the amidot. You have berachot Shachar, berachot Torah, you have Baruch She'amar, Yishtabach, you have a lot of berachot. Okay. But during the week, easily you could make it. But now let's focus on Shabbat. During the week, we said you have 57 berachot only for the 3 amidot. On Shabbat, you have 4 amidot, not 3. But each amidah has only 7 berachot. 7 times 4 is 28. And how much we're missing? How much we had during the week? We had 57. Now we have 28. What's the difference between 28 to 57? 29. You have 29 berachot are missing for you on Shabbat. Only from the amidot, you're missing 29 berachot. However, Hakim tell us, on Shabbat, you have Kiddush. You have to do Kiddush at night, בורא פרי הגפן מקדש השבת. In the morning, בורא פרי הגפן, you already gain three ברכות. And you have on Shabbat, you have סעודה שלישית also. סעודה שלישית, you have על נטילת ידיים, המוציא, and four ברכות of ברכת המזון, you have another six ברכות that you're gaining because of Shabbat. You have three ברכות from the Kiddush, and six ברכות from סעודה and ברכת המזון, סעודה שלישית, you have nine ברכות. That means on Shabbat, you're missing 20 ברכות. That comes out to the calculation. You're missing 20 ברכות on Shabbat are missing. How are you going to make it up? So that's what the pasuk, Achim, they explained, the pasuk in Shir Shirim, the pasuk said, Ha'elef licha shelomo. What's elef? Elef, the Gemara said, Masechet Shavuot, any time it says the word shelomo in Shir Shirim, we're not referring to shelomo melech, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech sheyesh shalom shelo. Ha'elef licha shelomo. It means every time, every day, the person has to say 100 berachot, like Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken. And we saw in Masechet Hulin that each beracha worth perotim ba'olam zeh at least 10 zehubim. That means every day you have 1,000 zehubim. Ha'elef lecha shelomo. That means you were saying 100 berachot, you commanded us to say 100 berachot, Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken. That's what we say every day. U'mataim, but you have mataim that are missing on Shabbat. Why? Because on Shabbat we're missing 20. 20 berachot times 10 each one, you have 200. 200 zehubim are missing on Shabbat. Umatayim, how are you going to make it up on Shabbat? How are you going to make up this 20 berachot? Lenotorim et perio. He said, Bore perayas, Bore peray adama, Bore mine mezunot. He said, you take some, Bore mine besayim, you take something, say berachot. That's what the pasuk is telling us, that how should you make up the 20 berachot that you are missing on Shabbat. However, if you cannot afford it, you don't have fruit on Shabbat, you don't have whatever it is, you don't have, you cannot afford it, what are you going to do? Then the post can bring b'di'abad, you have a different idea. If the person pays attention to the aliyot of the Sefer Torah on Shabbat, you have seven olim, and you have maftir also, you have eight olim, each guy says two brachot, it's already 16, and you have brachot haftara, you could also make it up. Pay attention to the brachot of the olim, the Sefer Torah, and now that's how b'di'abad you could be otzei yedei chuba that for the 20 berachot that you're missing. So that's what the pasuk said. Ha'elef licha shelomo. Every day you have to say 100 berachot, which worth 100,000 zehubim. Ha'elef licha shelomo. U'matayim that are missing on Shabbat and notarim perio. That's if you could afford perio. But if you cannot afford perio, ha'yoshevet baganim haberim makshibim lekolei chashmehine. Let me hear the brachot. Now that's how you make up the 20 berachot that are missing on Shabbat. That's here what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Ben Israel. This is the 1,000 I'm giving you. That's my own. מתי קדוש ברוך הוא יוסף עליכם ככם אלף עמים. Whatever Hashem promised you is going to bless you. That's his own, is going to keep his ברכה. Whatever he promised you, for sure Hashem is going to keep his promise. So you see also, that even after Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Bnei Israel here, he also was blessing them again. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he changed כביכול the approach how to rebuke Am Israel. He said, אל תוכח לץ ונסנאיקה. הוכח לחכם. Tell them that you are good people, you are smart people. It doesn't fit for people like you to do such a avirot. Then they would listen from you. That's what happened over here. In Israel, all of them, they listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw also the part of the rebuke that Moshe was giving to Ben Israel. Chaurah doesn't sound, if you read the Pasuk, you don't see anything, any rebuke from the Pasuk. Here the Pasuk said, Adonai Eloheinu deber elenu b'horeb lemor, rab lachem shebet bahar hazeh. Hashem Elokeinu deber elon b'horeb lemor, rab lachem shevet b'har hazeh. What does it mean? Hashem told us b'horeb, in the mountain of Horeb, it's enough that you're staying here. Penu us'u lachem bo har emori. Start traveling. Comes along Ba'al HaTurim. Hashem Elokeinu deber elenu b'horeb lemor. What's b'horeb? Place. Har Horeb. How do you spell Horeb? Het, Vav, Resh, Bet. That's how you spell it. But you look in the Sefer Torah, Het, Resh, Bet. There's no Vav. So if a person is reading from the Sefer Torah, there is no nekudot. Hashem Elonu deber elenu b'chereb lemor, with a sword. Hashem spoke to us with a sword. You read from the pasuk, it sounds like regular pasuk, simple pasuk. Baal Turim says, b'choreb lemor ketib chaser b'chereb. Shem lo tekayimu et Torah chas v'shalom v'hebeti alechem chereb nokemet nekam berit. That's what it says here, Baal Turim. And he quotes here the Midrash Rabbah. Let's open up the Midrash Rabbah here. So it says here in the Midrash Rabbah, Parashat Bechukotai, Parashat Lemedhe, Siman Vav, it says here Tane b'shem Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Hasayif v'hasefer netanu mechurachim min hashamayim." The sword and the book and the sefer, they came along hand by hand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you talking about? What do you mean? Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told Ben Israel, Im shemartem ma shekatub b'sefer ze, if you're going to follow whatever I told you in this book, הרי אתם נצולים מן הסייף הזה. ואם לאו, and if you're not going to keep my מצוות, סוף שהוא הורג אותם חס ושלום. The חרב, we're going to use the חרב, we're going to use the sword. So you don't want to use the sword. So that's what Hashem told them. You better off keep the sword in its place. How? By keeping the מצוות. If you're not going to keep the מצוות, we'll start using the sword. That's what Rabbi Elazar said. The Midrash continues here. תנה בשם רבי שמעון בן יוחאי, רשב"י סטנג אסיר, הכיכר והמקל נתנו מחורכים מן השמיים. אז similar פירוש, but he used different words. He said, הכיכר והמקל. What's כיכר? כיכר, loaf of bread. כיכר לחם. Loaf of bread and מקל and the stick, they came hand by hand along together from הקדוש ברוך הוא. What does that mean? אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, אם שמרתם את התורה, הרי כיכר לאכול. If you're going to follow the מצוות, I'll give you food, I'll bless you, you're going to have food. ואכלת וסבעת וברכת. You have plenty of food. Nothing's going to be missing by you. הרי כיכר לאכול. ואם לאו, if you're not going to keep whatever it says in the Torah, הרי מקל ללקוט בו. You have a stick, we're going to use the stick, we're going to smack you with the stick, we're going to give you מלקוט. ואיכן הוא משמעותם של דברים? He said, this week's Haftarah. Shabbat Hazon, Haftarat Hazon Yishayahu ben Amos, the beginning of Yishayah. Im tobu wishma'atem, tub ha'aris tochelu. Ve'im tema'anu umritem, hereb te'ukkelu, ki fi Adonai deber. That's what the Pasuk, this week's Haftarah also. Im tobu wishma'atem, if you're going to accept, you're going to listen to the Maimus Vot HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, tub ha'aris tochelu. You're gonna, the land's gonna be fruitful to you. You're gonna have a lot of wealth. You're gonna have a lot of whatever you're gonna ask for. You're gonna have. If you don't want to eat, you're not gonna rebel. You're not gonna keep the mitzvot. Chas v'shalom, harib te'ukelu. Kif Hashem deber. That's what here. Machloket, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Chaora, it sounds the same pirushim. Sounds like both of them have the same concept, same idea. But Rabbi Elazar said, "Kikar." What did you say, Rabbi Elazar? הסייף והספר נתנו מחורכים. The sword and the book, they came along. רבי שמעון בן יוחאי said, no, הכיכר והמקל, the bread and the stick. Is there any difference between רבי אלעזר ורבי שמעון בן יוחאי? What's going on over here? I explained once, I don't remember if I saw it somewhere, but we have Gemara in מסכת ברכות, דף למד ה' עמוד ב'. The Gemara tells us over there the famous thing that everyone knows. The Gemara says here, "Tanu Rabbanan, ve'asefta diganecha ve'tiroshecha ve'itzarecha." Pasuk we read every day in Kriyat Shema. Matamud lomar, you will collect, you will gather the produce from the field. Ve'asefta diganecha. Matamud lomar, lefish ne'amar le'amur sefer Torah zem picha yachol debarin k'chtaban. The pasuk said, "Le'amur sefer Torah zem picha." You are not allowed to let go of the sefer Torah. You always 24/7 you have to be learning Torah. Could it be simple understanding 24/7 you cannot let go of the limud? Talmud lomar ve'asefta diganecha. Pasuk said you have to gather the produce in the field. That means you have to close a little bit the sefer, close the book, and go work. That's what it sounds like from the pasuk. Ve'asefta diganecha. Who's gonna collect it? Ve'asefta. You're gonna gather the produce in the field. You have to plant, you have to work in the field, yeah, you have to work. Hanheg bahen minhag derech eretz. Learn Torah and also go to work. Why? Because both of them call Torah shen amma melacha, sofa betela. That's what Mishnah, Perkei Avot says. Any person, you have to have both. Said, both of them, you have to work and you have to learn Torah. That's what Rabbi Ishmael said. Hanheg bahen minhag derech eretz. You have to fulfill the pasuk ve'asfta diganecha. And you have to do le'amon shesofa Torah zeh picha. You have to learn the Sefer Torah, but sometimes Ayat la'asot l'Hashem hefiru Torah. You close the book, you go to work, you have to bring parnasa. That's what Rabbi Ishmael said. And obviously there are mefarshim what Rabbi Ishmael meant. We don't want to get into it now. They have the Pirush Etz Yosef here. We don't want to get into it now, but we'll get to our point. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Efshar Adam Horesh B'Sha'at Harisha. וזורע בשעת זריעה, וכוסר בשעת קצירה, ודש בשעת דישה, וזורע בשעת הרוח, תורה מתה עליה. רבי שמעון בן יוחאי, strongly disagree with that opinion. He said, what are you talking about, רבי שמעון? You gonna go to work? You gonna go to work? You gonna have time after work to come back to learn Torah? You have to plow, you have to... a lot of melachot you have to do in the field. How much betul Torah is gonna cause you? And after all of this, you're gonna be tired. You're gonna have power to come learn Torah. You're gonna understand the Torah afterwards. What are you talking about? No such a thing. 24/7, you sit down and learn Torah. Ela, do we have a problem? Pasuk said, "Ve'asaf tadganecha." You have to gather your produce. Ela, bizman sheYisrael osim resono shel makom melechtan neeset al yedei acherim. Shneimar ve'amedu zarim ve'ra'u tzonechem ubnei nechar ikarechem v'chor mechem. Said, whenever you fulfill the mitzvot, then other people would work for you. You can have a lot of people working for you. You are just a manager, watching whatever they're doing. You tell them, you do this, you do that. You sit down and learn Torah. You don't do anything. That's if you keep the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ובזמן שאין עושים רצונו של מקום, however, when I'm Israel, they're not keeping the mitzvot of Hashem, חס ושלום, מלאכתן נעשית על ידי עצמן. They have to do their own work. They have to go to work. And not only this, שנאמר ואספת דגניך. You have to collect your produce. Not only this, אלא שמלאכת אחרים נעשית על ידם. The work of others, they have to do. That means they're working for others. So I said that's when they're not keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. שנאמר, ועבדת את אויביך אשר לכן השם בך. That's what רבי שמעון בן יוחאי holds. And famous מחלוקת, רבי שמעון בן יוחאי. אמר אביי, הגמרא comes to conclusion at the end. And obviously there are questions to support to speak about it. There are a lot of Farshim speak about it. How come Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, whenever Am Israel, they're not keeping the mitzvot, the Pasuk said, Ve'asafta deganecha. You have to gather your own produce. Where does it say Ve'asafta deganecha? Ve'asafta deganecha said, Ve'ayam shamu'a tishmi'u al mitzvotai, asher nechazav etchem, Ve'asafta deganecha. If you can listen to me, then Ve'asafta deganecha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, no. This Pasuk is referring if you're not listening to me. It says, "V'hem shavuot shmeol mitzvotai." There are Tosafot speak about it. We don't want to get into it now. We spoke about it once. Now we get to our point. Amar Rabbi, "Harbe asu kirbi Shmael ve'alta be'adam, v'kirbi Shimon ben Yochai ve'lo alta be'adam." A lot of people did just like Rabbi Shmael said. You have to work and you have to learn, and they succeeded. They succeeded in both. "Ase toratcha keba u'melachtecha arai," then you're going to succeed in both. So here, הרבה עשו כרבי שמעאל ועלתה בידם. However, הרבה עשו כרבי שמעון בן יוחאי did not succeed. Why? Because not everyone on רבי שמעון's בר יוחאי's level. You have to be in such a high level, you have to believe 100% לקדוש ברוך הוא. Then obviously, השם, כי לא יעזוב את חסידיו. נער ראיתי וגם זקנתי, ולא ראיתי צדיק נעזב את רעון בקש לחם. Any person who is really with הקדוש ברוך הוא, השם would never leave him. But whatever it is, the Gemara said, not everyone under Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's level. That's why Rabbi Asuk Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai did not succeed. That's here the Mahlokat Rabbi Shmael and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Based on this, I explained once this midrash that we just read in Parashat B'chukotai. Rabbi Elazar said, "Hasayif v'hasefer n'tanu mechurachim min hashamayim." And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, "Kikar v'yamakel." What's kikar makel? Loaf of bread and a stick. Now, what does Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds, you have to work. No working at all. You have to learn Torah 24/7. So if someone is not doing like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, so kikar v'yamakel, natanu mechurachim min hashamayim. Kikar v'yamakel. If you're going to listen, tu ba'aretz tochelu. Hashem is going to bring you your parnasa. You don't have to worry about it. Hashem will take care of you. That's if you're going to listen. If you're not going to listen to me, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, we have a stick. We're going to start using a stick. We're going to smack you with the stick. קצת יסורים here, יסורים there, that's what it is. That's רבי שמעון בן יוחאי. But רבי אלעזר, he holds like רבי שמעאל. According to רבי שמעאל, you have הנהג בהם נהג דרך ארץ. You have to learn Torah, עשה תורתך קבע ומלאכתך ערי, then you're going to succeed in both. Like we have a גמרא also מסכת עבודה זרה. Any person who's קובע עתים לתורה, נכסיו מצליחים לו. The גמרא said, מן התורה, מן הנביאים, מן הכתובים, we saw anyone who's kobei atim the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu would give him beracha in his business. That's what it says. So now, Rabbi Shmael, he says, you have to do both. Go work, aray, and learn Torah keba. And if someone is not listening to Rabbi Shmael, that means he's not doing his Torah keva. That means even Rabbi Ishmael said, you have to work, you have to do both. But if someone not listening to Rabbi Ishmael, it means he's not kobe'atim the Torah at all. That guy, that's why Rabbi Azar said, hasayif v'hasefer. You have a sefer, you have to learn Torah, you have to be kobe'atim the Torah. I'm not telling you not to go to work. Go to work, but you have to be kobe'atim the Torah. And even if that kibi'ut, atim la Torah, you don't have, then chas v'shalom, you have saif. Saif, it kills people, saif, chas v'shalom. That's why it's more severe here, the punishment. According to Rabbi Azar, more severe. Why? Because he holds like Rabbi Ishmael. And according to Rabbi Ishmael, you have to do both. And if someone's not listening to Rabbi Ishmael, that means even a little bit kibi'ut, atim la Torah, he does not have, then chas v'shalom, he deserves the saif. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he says, "Hakikar ve'hamakel, makel. What do you do with the stick? You hit people. The people normally they don't die from a stick. Only it hurts them. So if someone's not doing like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he does not deserve to be killed. Chas v'shalom. He does not deserve a saif. That's why Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says here, "Hakikar ve'hamakel. You have makel here. You have only stick. That's what he told us over here." And that's basically what the Baal HaTurim was telling us over here. He said, Hashem Elokeinu deber elenu b'horeb lemor. Adkere b'horeb ela b'horeb lemor. What does it mean b'horeb lemor? You have a sword and you have a sefer. If you're going to keep whatever, like Rabbi Ishmael, if you're going to keep whatever it says in the sefer, then we're not going to use the sword. We'll use the sword on your enemies. But if you're not going to keep whatever it says in the sefer, at least like Rabbi Ishmael, then Chas v'Shalom, you have a safe. That's why b'cherib lemor deber, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what here the Baal HaTurim was telling us here. That's one of the rebukes that Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Ben Israel. And as we said that this year, Tisha B'Av is pushed off until Sunday. Really, Tisha B'Av was on Shabbat, but was pushed off until Sunday. Why was it pushed off until Sunday? We told you once that I saw in one of the Sfarim, they bring down that it's the day of Shabbat, the Shabbat itself, it's representing a person who's doing Gemilut Hasadim. On Shabbat, the day of Shabbat represents someone who's doing Gemilut Hasadim. What do I mean? Said, for example, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbat, then Shabbat, he respects Rosh Chodesh, and he gives him the prayer of Musaf, and he gives him the Maftir. What do I mean? When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbat, he don't pray the Musaf of Shabbat and he say, Ya'aleh v'yabo in the Amidah. No, he pray the Amidah of Rosh Chodesh by Musaf, and he mention Shabbat in the middle. That means the main tefillah of Musaf that falls on Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh I mean, Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbat, you pray the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. He squeeze in the middle a little bit Shabbat. That means he respected the Rosh Chodesh, he gave him the Tefillat Musaf. And also Maftir, he said Maftir of Rosh Chodesh. He also mentioned the Tupsukim of Shabbat, of Yom Shabbat, but mainly the Maftir is the Rosh Chodesh. That's if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbat. And if Yom Tov falls on Shabbat, then a Shabbat, he gives everything. He handled the keys to Yom Tov. Said, you pray Shahrit, Minhan, Arbit, Musaf, all the Tefillot of Yom Tov. He just squeezes in Shabbat in the middle. And the Kiryat HaTorah, he don't read Parashat Shavua. He read Parashat of Yom Tov. That means he gives him the key. He gives the key to Yom Tov. He said, you're Baal HaBayit. What kind of Gemilut Hasadim Shabbat is doing with Yom Tov? And if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbat, Shabbat not only he gives the keys to Yom Kippur, he tells him, now we're praying your Tefillot, Shahrit, Minhan, Arbit. Not only Arbit. We're going to pray also with you Tefillat Ne'ilah also. We have 5 Tefillot in Yom Kippurim. Not only this, we're going to fast with you also. It means he's respecting Kippur all the way. Why? Because Shabbat is representing Gemilut Hasadim. However, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, he kicks Tisha B'Av, he tells him, get out of here. He moves until after Shabbat. He goes until Sunday. Why? Why is it like this? Because Shabbat, he said, we don't want to hear about Tisha B'Av. That's why I also brought down the halakha. This year, for example, now the Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, was pushed off until Sunday. Then, by Sa'udah Mafseket, the last meal that a person eats on Shabbat, so we just said that Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, Shabbat kicks Tisha B'Av until Sunday. Get out of here. There's no avilut whatsoever on Shabbat. That's why I brought down the halakha, that you are allowed to eat meat. The Shoharuch brings down from the Gemara, He says that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat and was pushed off until Sunday, or if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, that Sauda mafseke that he eating on Shabbat Sauda Shlishit like this year, אוכל בשר ושותה יין, מעלה על שולחנו, כסעודת שלמה המלך בשעת מלכותו. Eat whatever you want to eat on Shabbat. Why? Because it's Shabbat. We don't want to hear about Shabbat. Why? Because the Shabbat. Shabbat, don't bring any avilut now on Shabbat. Everything's pushed off. Everything's pushed off. That's why also the Moshe Feinstein also brings down Grot Moshe. He said, if you want to say pizmonim lechbot Shabbat and seudah shlishit, seudah mafseket, no problem. Why? Because you're saying it lechbot Shabbat. There's no problem whatsoever. And you want to eat meat? He said, you could eat meat. Even though there are some poskim said, no, you cannot eat meat. Even though they agree that the halakha, you are allowed to eat meat, but they say that the custom is not to eat meat. There are some that said like this, but the halakha, they said, you could eat meat. There's no problem. You are allowed to eat meat. Why? Because it's Shabbat. Whatever you're doing for Shabbat, they said, no problem. You're cooking now, you're making food for Shabbat. You want to eat meat on Shabbat? Why not? You cannot prevent yourself from eating meat because of Tisha B'Av. Why? Because we said we don't want to mention Tisha B'Av on Shabbat at all. Even Barin Shabbat Tzna'a, we have mahloket between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. Shulchan Aruch brings down about Barin Shabbat Tzna'a. Like, for example, the Brodan Halakha about Tashmish Amita. Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbat. Is it okay or it's asur? Shulchan Aruch said, yeah, no problem. Everything is mutar. Why? We don't want to hear anything about Tisha B'Av. Harama, he says, no, Barin Shabbat Tzna'a nohagim. Nohagim b'Tisha B'Av. That's why this Oser Tashmish HaMita. But whatever it is, according to us at least, so they have no question whatsoever. Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, pushed off totally until after Shabbat. That's basically what the Gemara, they have a Gemara in Masechet Megillah. The Gemara tells us over there, the Fei Amud Bet, that the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, B'kesh la'akor Tisha B'Av, v'lo hodu lo hachamim. He wanted to push away Tisha B'Av, but hachamim, they did not agree to him. What do you mean? Bekesh la'akur Tisha B'Av said, you don't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. But Hakim, they did not agree with him. Tosafot on the spot said, what are you talking about? Said, he wanted to erase Tisha B'Av from the book. It says in the Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit, Kol ha'ochel v'shoteh b'Tisha B'Av, eino roeh b'nei hamata shel Yerushalayim. Obviously, it's holek on the Gemara. What do you mean he wanted to push off Tisha B'Av? The Gemara comes along right away. The Gemara says, no, that's not what he meant. He wanted Rabbi Yehuda Nasi to erase Tisha B'Av that fell on Shabbat and was pushed off until Sunday. Such Tisha B'Av, he said, anyways, it was pushed off, you don't have to fast that year. That's what Rabbi he wanted to say. The Gemara said, "Ela Tisha B'Av shehal yot b'Shabbat hava v'dahinu le'achar Shabbat," and on this Hakim did not agree with him. He wanted to push until after Tisha B'Av. There's Tosafot over here. The Ritva is holek on the Tosafot. Whatever. But for us now, the Gemara says over here that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he wanted to push off Tisha B'Av that fell on Shabbat. Said if such a year Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbat, such a year, anyways, Hakim they want to push it off until Sunday, he said, it was pushed off, you don't have to fast at all. But Hakim, halakha, obviously, like Hakim, Yahid v'Rabim, halakha k'Rabim, halakha l'Hakamim, obviously, you must fast on Tisha B'Av, it was pushed off until Sunday. We have to fast, but we have to understand the idea. Why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, because Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbat, and he said, such a year, you don't have to fast. Why? Why does he have such a mahshaba that if Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbat, you don't have to fast at all? Hakim said, push it off until Sunday. I understand, you don't want to mention Abilut on Shabbat at all. No problem. Push it off until Sunday. You want to erase it that year at all? Chavra, it's a little bit hard to understand. We have Gemara here in Masechet Ta'anit, Dafhet Amud Bet. The Gemara tells us here a few stories that whenever Hakim, they used to have Tzara or Chas v'Shalom, any trouble through Am Yisrael, they used to make Ta'aniyot, used to fast. Fast to be Mechaper. And any time that the Goyim, they used to make Gezerot on Am Yisrael, they used to fast, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do Teshuvah, Hashem would erase that Gezerah. Until up to a point that the Ummat HaOlam, they understood the secret of Am Yisrael, Al Tirei Tolaat Yaakov, the power of Am Yisrael is with our mouth. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do Teshuvah in front of Him, Hashem is going to erase the Gezerah. How is He going to erase the Gezerah? A lot of miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Even Ummat HaOlam themselves, they do not understand how come they changed their mind In the beginning, they put Gezerah on Am Israel. How come they change their mind? They don't know. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because Am Israel did the Teshuvah. After a point, the Gemara says here that once Mot HaOlam, Bimer Bezerah, the Gemara says during the time of Bezerah, Gazur Gezerah. Mot HaOlam, they made Gezerah, bad decree on Am Israel. Not only this, Vegazur Delale Mita Betanita. They made Gezerah, bad decree on Am Israel, and they made also, they told them, you're not allowed to fast. Why? Because Mot HaOlam, they know if Am Israel is going to fast, what the whole purpose of the fast, like the Rambam brings down Hilchot Ta'anit, Perakeh, said the purpose of the fast, that the person should do Teshuvah. That's the whole reason behind every fast. The person, while the person is not eating, then he feels more the tsa'ar, he comes closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason of the fast. Lo ne'emar be'enshenin ve, ve'yar Hashem tzakam v'ta'anitam. Doesn't say about enshenin ve, he saw that what they are wearing. Ela ve'yar Hashem et ma'aseihem, kishabu mudarkam ara'a. He saw the Teshuvah that they did. That's the whole reason behind the fast. So, Mot HaOlam, they made Gezerah, and they knew if they're going to let Ben Israel fast, then they're going to be mebatel the Gezerah. So they made Gezerah, and they made Gezerah, and you're not allowed to fast. Now, Am Israel, they have to see what are we going to do now. How are we going to rip apart that Gezerah? We cannot, they made Gezerah, they cannot fast. So what did Hakaim do? Amar Dehur Bezerah. Bezerah came up with a brilliant idea. He told them, Nekableh al Lavan. Wilchi batil Gezerah litbeh. He told them, no problem. We are accepting upon ourselves that we're going to fast once the Gezerah is going to be lifted off. Mot HaOlam, they made Gezerah, you're not allowed to fast. Not forever. They made Gezerah 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, whatever it is. Whenever they're going to lift that Gezerah, we're going to fast. That means we're accepting from now that we're going to fast once they're going to lift that Gezerah. And since that, they accepted the fast today. The acceptance of the fast, it stopped the decree at all. That's what it says in the Gemara. Amar, nekableha al lavan. We're going to accept the fast. Wilchi batil gezerah litbeh. Whenever the gezerah is going to stop, then we'll fast to make up for the fast that we accepted upon ourselves. So they asked them, Amr alayhim nalakha. How do you know that secret? He told them, it's pasuk mefarash. Amar, dehud khtib. Vayomer ilayin sefer Daniel. Al tira Daniel. Don't worry, Daniel. כי מן היום הראשון אשר נתת את לבך להבין ולטענות לפני אלוהיך, נשמעו דבריך. From the day that you נתת לבך, you accepted upon yourself. You want to come closer to fast. You wanted to fast in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem already heard your prayer. From when did Hashem heard Daniel's prayer? Not from the day that he fasted. From the day that he accepted the fast. From the day that he accepted the fast, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he listened to him. Rashi says here, Alma mishikbel alav, kvar nishmi'u debarav. That's what it says over here. Once he accepted upon himself to fast whenever the Gezerah is going to stop, that's how with that acceptance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it as if we already fasted, since that we're going to make it up after. So Hashem, he stopped the decree. That's what it says here. Now we have to bring a different introduction also. We have here Gemara Masechet Sota. And the Gemara tells us here in the Masechet Sota, the Yud Dalet Amud Alef. The Gemara says here, how come Moshe Rabbeinu, he was buried where? Etzel Bet Pe'or. Next to Baal Pe'or, next to Avodah Zarah, Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in that area. Why? The Gemara said, Kedei Lechaper Al Ma'ase Pe'or. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Mechaper on the Abirat Am Yisrael did with Baal Pe'or, did the Avodah Zarah. I bring down to Tosafot over here. He quotes Midrash Agada, "Shebechol shana veshana be'et shehatu Yisrael bebnot Moab." Every year, during the time, during the day of the year that Am Yisrael did the Abira with Baal Peor with Benot Moab, be'oto perek bet Peor ole lemala kedei lekatreg ulezkir avonam shel Yisrael. On that day that Am Yisrael did the Abira, Baal Peor, he goes up to be mekatreg on Am Yisrael every single year. Every single year, the day that they did the Abira has the effect. You have Ketrug on that day. Abal, וכשהוא רואה קברו של משה חוזר ושוקע. Whenever he sees the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu, he sinks down. He cannot go up to be מקטרג on Am Israel. He falls down. שמשה רבנו שוקעו בקרקע עד חותמו. משה רבנו, he put Baal Peor all the way down. Anytime Baal Peor trying to go up, to be mekatreg on Am Israel, כביכול משה רבנו drags him down. וכל שעה שעולה חוזר ונשקע למקום שקעו משה רבנו. That's why he brings that here for the Midrash. So now, based on this, I saw beautiful Pirush. He quotes here in Sefer Shemin Rosh. He brings down over here, Taf Kuf Lamed Alef. He says here, since that the day of Cha'abi'ab, five different tsarot happened with Am Yisrael in the day of Cha'abi'ab. Harbana Tamukdash, the first and the second. Five tsarot happened. That's why you fast on Cha'abi'ab. So that means, based on Tosafot, they said every day when Am Yisrael they did Abira, every single year, that date, there's Kudruk on Am Yisrael. They said, Kochikin here by Cha'abi'ab, they have five tsarot that happened to Am Yisrael. Why? Because of our sins. Am Yisrael, they wouldn't be scared from Mot Ha'olam if we did not do any Abirot. Also, Itzav Tufar, the Beru Dabar Velo Yakum, why Ki Emmanuel? You don't have to be worried. Why Am Yisrael, these tsarot happened to Am Yisrael? Because of our sins. That means every single year on Cha'abi'ab, there's big Kudruk on Am Yisrael. So now, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, take a look. If Cha'abi'ab was during the week, that day there's big Kutruk on Am Israel. How are you going to be Mechaper? We just started from the Midrash to support the quote. And that same date, there's Kutruk on Am Israel. Every year, and that same date, there's Kutruk. How are we going to be Mechaper that Kutruk? You have to fast. The fast is going to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to do Teshuvah, that's the whole purpose of the fast. That's why you fast to be Mechaper on that Kitrug. However, if Cha'abi'ab, like this year, it fell on Shabbat and was pushed off until Sunday. Now, the day of the Kitrug is on Shabbat. But I said on Shabbat, yeah, the power of the Shabbat is going to push away everything. So now on Sunday, you want to fast on Sunday? For Cha'abi'ab, that was pushed off until Sunday. For what? The whole reason why we have to fast is to stop that Kitrug on Am Israel, on Tisha B'Av itself. But now, Tisha B'Av was pushed off until Sunday. So now on Sunday, what's the reason to fast on Sunday? There's no reason. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he wanted to stop La'akor, to erase Tisha B'Av that fell on Shabbat. You don't have to fast on Sunday at all. That's the reason, the logic behind Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. However, Hakayin did not accept what happened. They didn't accept what he says. Why? He says here, "Omnam hachaim lo hodulo, vehu alpi ma she'amru hazal b'masichet ta'anit." The story we just read from the Gemara. So he says here, "Uchmo chen bechol ta'anit zibur shehal b'yom Shabbat v'yifshar le'ta'anut bo." So he said, "That's why hachaim." They said, "Now Cha'abi'ab fell on Shabbat, and we said every year on Cha'abi'ab there is kitrug on Am Israel because of our sins, and we have to fast on Cha'abi'ab to be mechaper on that kitrug." So he says here, how are we going to be mechaper on Cha'abi'ab that fell on Shabbat from that Kitru? To fast, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbat. So what are we going to do? He said, we're going to accept upon ourselves that once Shabbat is over, we're going to fast. Just like the story with the Rabbi Zira and the Gemara, the Goyim, the Mid-Gizira, and the Mid-Gizira, you're not allowed to fast. So here also, Kibyachol, similar idea. Here we have Gizira, Chas V'Shalom, on Cha'abi'ab, we have big Kedrug on Am Israel. However, on the other hand, we have problem. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbat. We said, no problem. In such a case, what do? We saw Bizera. I said, we're going to accept upon ourselves. Once the Gezerah is lifted, we will fast. Here also, once the Shabbat is over, we will fast. So on Shabbat, we're accepting upon ourselves that we're going to fast tomorrow. The acceptance that you're accepting on Shabbat to fast on Sunday, that's going to be Mebatel Lakatrug on Shabbat. On the Cha'abi'ab itself, that fell. That's what he says over here. Wachmochen bechol ta'anit zibur shehal b'yom Shabbat v'yifshar le'ta'anot bo, kab'u hachamim t'hala le'ta'anot b'yom she'la'harav. וקבלה היא בעצמה עומדת לנו גם את תחילתו ביום הקטרוג שלא יהיה להם שליטה על כלל ישראל והתהפכו הימים לשמחה וששון בעגלה וזמן קריב. That's what he says over here, that this is the idea, that's why חכים did not accept what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says. Why? Because he's saying that Cha'abi'ab was on Shabbat was pushed off until Sunday, there's no reason to fast on Sunday, but חכים they said no. Said even on Sunday there's mitzvah to fast. Why? Because we only postponing the fast until after. The acceptance that we're accepting, Hakim they made on upon us that we have to fast on Sunday, that itself is going to be mevatel any gezerot has v'shalom, if there's any gezerot ra'ot has v'shalom for Am Israel. That's what he says over here. Just we'll end up with something that he says here. We told you also a few times the Hatam Sofer says in Torah Moshe in Darush Lezayin Be'ab. He says here, he said, Meresh tamahti al ma in anahnu umrim tihana bit Cha'abi'ab shintha. So everyone knows that Cha'abi'ab itself, we say Hishem, there's no tahanun. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Kara alai mu'ayd lishbor bahurai. Read in Megillat Echa. Kara alai mu'ayd. Chabi Ab is called Mu'id. He said, I understand this for regular Chabi Ab. But Chabi Ab that fell on Shabbat and was pushed off until Sunday. Why on Sunday we say Hisham? How come there's no Tahanun on Sunday? Alma in Omrim Tihanabit Chabi Ab Shin Tahashare Uto Yom in Inu Mu'id. The Mu'id, the holiday, whatever you want, it's going to turn into a holiday. Kara Alay Mu'id Shbor Bahurai. When that Chabi Ab? Now on Sunday, it's not Chabi Ab, it's 10th of Ab. So what's so special about 10th of Ab? Why you say Hisham 10th of Ab? So he said, "V'nei she'at ta'anit shel Shabbat nitchale ma'horato." Even though the fast was pushed off until Sunday because you have no choice, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbat. Mukol makom ha'mu'ed shibo lo nitcha. The holiday of Shabbat Am, it's still Shabbat Am. So I understand on Shabbat you say Hisham, but why on Sunday? It's 10th of Ab. Why you say Hisham? V'amina. So he said, "I had that question bothered me for a long time ago." And he says, the Hatam Sofer says here, V'amina lehachi ketib tzoma hamishi v'soma shebi'i v'soma asri yiyu lebet yudad sason simcha. Pasuk didn't say sheba'a asar betamuz and sheba'ab and asara betabet and gimal betshrei yiyu leyamim tobim. Doesn't say like this in the Pasuk. Tzoma rabi'i, tzoma hamishi. What does it mean? Umay ta'amata la batzom ila al korchach ena hayom gorem hamu'id ki yom tedvav benisan v'chadome ila hatzom gorem lamu'id. The fast itself, that what causes the holiday of that day. That means the day that we fast, that is the holiday of that ta'anit. The Pasuk said all the ta'aniyot, they're going to turn into yamim tovim. Now here also, the day that we fast on Chabi Ab, that's the day that's going to turn into yom tov. What does he mean? V'chshei banei Beit HaMikdash, now he's telling us, Be'ezer Hashem, soon Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. V'yahul Chabi Ab b'Shabbat. What happened? Soon Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and Shabbat Ab is going to fall on Shabbat. Now, obviously, there's no more fest. Soma Rabi'i, Soma Hamishi, Soma Hamishi, that's Shabbat Ab. Yul Sason Simcha is going to turn into Yom Tov. Now, are we going to celebrate Shabbat Ab after Beit HaMikdash is going to be built? If Shabbat Ab fell on Shabbat, are we going to celebrate Shabbat Ab on Shabbat or are we going to celebrate Shabbat Ab on Sunday? We're going to celebrate 10th of Ab. ולכשי בני בית המקדש מראה בימינו ויחול תשעה באב בשבת, יהיה יום הששון והמועד גם כן ביום ראשון שאחריו, ביום שהיו צמים בו. ונראה לי מדקדוק זה שתלהו בצום ולא ביום החודש. The fast of the fifth month, which is תשעה באב, the fast of תשעה באב is going to turn into יום טוב. Not תשעה באב itself is going to turn into יום טוב. The fast of תשעה באב. We're going to celebrate תשעה באב, not on Shabbat, we're going to celebrate on Sunday. Be'ezer Hashem, now also this year, Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach, we still have a chance that Mashiach could come, Be'ezer Hashem. And Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to celebrate also תשעה באב, not on Shabbat, on Sunday, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to celebrate. ובניין בית המקדש, ובניין בימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חננאל מנחשי אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך.